That clip was from the movie Singles that was set in Seattle. But that's some of the work of actor Jeremy Piven, who joins me now on The Morning Ride on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Jeremy, thank you for coming on. Welcome back to Seattle.
Oh, man, I can't wait to be back and actually take in your town. I've been through there working. You know, I went and did, you know, for instance, Singles and many other things. Work with Cameron Crowe a lot.
Yeah.
And I've never really taken the time just to be immersed in that beautiful town.
Yeah. Jeremy's currently on a U.S. national stand-up tour, dates internationally, even in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, but a lot all over the U.S. He's coming to Portland and the Rose Theater on July 11th. And then he's coming to the Neptune Theater next month. It's July 12th. And the Neptune Theater is a big house. That's a good spot to be at performing here in Seattle. So one of the first things I wanted to ask when I was told that we were going to have a chance to interview you, what goes into your live show? Tell me about what you kind of talk about, what the audience gets to find out.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was just on stage with Adam Ray, who is from Seattle, and I immediately grilled him about the Neptune Theater. He's on the Dr. Phil tour, where he puts on a bald cap and starts screaming for 2 hours.
Yeah, I knew he did an impersonation of Dr. Phil.
Shot out of a cannon, and he is a flat-out genius. He is out of his mind. He is an absolute just savage. And he, you know, went on and on about the Neptune Theater. That's his town. And, you know, really quickly, I will say, you played that clip from Singles. And that was a case where Cameron Crowe rang me up and said, listen, man, we need some comedy. Can you come here and shoot a quick scene in our lunch break? I had no lines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but listen, man, there's nothing special about that. I grew up in Chicago on the stages there doing improv. And so when someone says, here's the scene, basically we got Campbell Scott and, you know, it's a romantic comedy and it's very unique and edgy and all this stuff that Cameron Crowe does like no other, you know, depicting very specifically the music scene of Seattle. And I said, okay, what's his background? Okay, he used to be a DJ, blah, blah, blah. Check, check, check. And then he just unleashes me and I just start improvising and I'm just a ham and I just start tearing up the scenery. Now here, that's the good news. The bad news and why I've never heard from Cameron Crowe again, because he hates me and I understand, is that I made $270 for the day, you know, for Screen Actors Guild scale. But because I started sampling Public Enemy and Elvis Costello, I cost them about $20,000 in royalties.
Oh, gosh. I was just wondering about that. That was one of my questions for you. When was the last time you listened to either Elvis Costello or Public Enemy?
Oh, man. Any chance I get.
Okay, good to hear.
You know, and that's one of those moments where I just thought, okay, what's going to really land here? And, you know, you're in that fun zone where it's like, okay, let's have fun. I had one line. I look at the pregnancy test and say, you know, but of course you may be busy.
You might have other important things.
Other plans. Thank you. I love that you know my lines better than I do.
Yes.
Amazing.
So, and I think that's been a cornerstone of your career. What you do, it always turns out to be very memorable. I was going to use the phrase scene stealer in some of the productions that you're in. I don't know if as a working actor, if that's a compliment or not, but that's usually how it works out, that you have this energy about you and you always end up doing stuff that's very memorable. Now, you're coming out to the Neptune Theater in Seattle for this June 12th live performance. Most of what you do is, it's recorded. It's all done off stage and things like that. These are TV and movie productions. It's not live on stage. What is it for an actor about performing in front of a live audience, Jeremy?
Well, it's the ultimate creative expression, because what we're trying to do in film is create these moments and try to figure out the puzzle and chronologically how it all fits and all that stuff. And it's really fun and nothing like it. It's a very specific skill. And with the stage, I've been on stage since I was 8. So half a century. You know, don't count, you know, don't even look at my age. You won't believe it. Anyway, So I've been on the stage for 50 years, if you can believe that. I've never said that out loud, which is kind of shocking to me. So that's my home. So when you see me at the Neptune Theater or out in Portland, this is what I do. The reason I could even step in and do that quick little work for Cameron or any of the other 80 movies I've done is because I'm a stage actor. And I've been on it my whole life, and that's my home, and I love to create, and all roads lead to stand-up. And there's just total freedom where you can hit the stage, and you're all sharing the space together, and there's nothing like it. And it's a dialogue with the audience. If they throw something out, they scream, "Let's hug it out, bitch," or "Lloyd," or whatever they do, then I get to engage with them. And then the show takes a different turn. No two shows are alike. And it's a high wire act. At any moment, you know, you could bomb or you could fly. And I tell stories and do impressions. I'm all over the place. I talk about, you know, being on set, you know, navigating all the stuff that they've seen and what that's like. And some of it, you know, it's interesting because we're living in times where I whatever I think is funny, I'm going to put on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting because we're all drawing lines and we're not able to have our mind changed about current events or whatever. And I think if we could just see it from a different point of view and laugh, I think that might open up some interesting conversations. And I know that sounds pretentious, but I'm after that.
Yeah. I think that's what makes the live experience unique compared to a movie or a show. You played Ari Gold, a Hollywood agent for actors on the TV show Entourage, loosely based on Mark Wahlberg's life experience getting out of music and into movie and acting. And one of my favorite scenes is Ari Gold's career advice to Turtle, one of the other members of the Entourage. So one of the complimentary characters in the TV show Entourage. And I got to play this clip. It's a little long. I've tried to edit it down for brevity so that we can get it in here. But I love the career advice that you go through here with Turtle. We'll play the clip so everyone can hear it.
Give me my Firebird key!
Oh, you... wait a second. I queued up the wrong one. That was from Say Anything. Let's cue up the Ari Gold from Entourage.
I just think okay, it's time for me to make something of myself.
Do you know what it takes to make something of yourself? I mean, come on. I worked a job through college and grad school. Lloyd!
Yes, Mr. Gold.
Hit the stack.
In front of people, I am not performing.
The Kingdom of Foibles.
The Kingdom of Foibles, written by Karen Brown. A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court meets Die Hard. A man awakes in the midst of the
this
crusade.
This man can quote from the entire stack. That is what he's willing to put in for his own success. He's paying his dues. When have you paid yours?
I'm willing to pay him now, and I have a great idea.
So do all these idiots. Can you execute it?
I think I can.
In this life, no one is going to invest because you think you can. Do you have a business plan?
No, I mean, I haven't sat down and put...
What do you need? Office space, insurance, how many employees? What do you project to earn? What do you need to break even? At what point can your investors see some profit?
I don't know.
When my son was born, my greatest fear was having this conversation. I knew that I would give him anything he wanted because he was my son, and I couldn't say no, which sucks, because it wouldn't help him, and he'd just end up on the street doing heroin with the two Corys because I was too much of a to teach him a lesson. I won't make that mistake with you. Just say no.
I could pull this off, Ari.
Come back to me when you can prove it.
So Jeremy Piven, my guest here on The Morning Ride, when you recorded that scene, did it stick out to you in any way for the show Entourage or for the Ari Gold character?
All of every single scene, every moment stuck out to me because, first of all, that show was brilliantly written by Doug Ellen, and every word, you know, it was word for word. And it's our job as actors to make it feel improvisational. And some people even thought it was a documentary, and they think I am Ari Gold. That's why they, you know, scream at this at me on the street. I'm a douchebag because of you, bro. And it's very, my life is very surreal. And I used to resent it. And if the result of playing a character authentically is that people are confused and think that you are that character, that's a great compliment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that scene always stood out to me because Entourage as the show, it's a guilty pleasure type of show. A lot of it is about the superficiality of Hollywood or the inside parts of showbiz. But that whole concept of, hey, if you want to get something in life, you've got to pay your dues. And a lot of times with Hollywood, we just see the end result. We don't see all that hard work that goes into the preparation and all behind the scenes stuff.
Well, you are absolutely correct. And that was a perfect example of it. And I think one of the reasons why it landed so well. And by the way, to this day, I have, you know, at my shows, there are, you know, guys in their late, you know, 19 to 90 and beyond. It's and dates and couples and so there's this new generation since COVID that have binge watched Entourage. Mm-hmm. So you have this whole new generation. It's kind of fascinating. And I have to believe one of the reasons why it struck a chord is because a few reasons. I think because of the authenticity, because I do think that because the writers and the producers were immersed in Hollywood and our producer represented Mark Wahlberg, he knew intrinsically exactly mm-hmm. how the business worked. So you're getting an authentic take on how the business worked. Yeah. And my character represented that world. And the rest of them were very accessible. You know, Turtle is, we all have a turtle in our group and mm-hmm. and an Ari in Drama and E. And I think that they're, especially with this new generation where, you know, they're trying to figure out ways. They see people making a great deal of money, you know, just kind of having an online presence. How do they hack into the system and blow up instantly? And so people don't necessarily have a reference or want to put in the hard work, and I get it. And the character was based on Ari Emanuel, and it's very true to life, and he's a guy now that is an incredibly successful businessman because of all that hard work. And so people, I think, gravitated towards the authenticity, but also – you know, you mentioned quote unquote guilty pleasure. I don't know why you have to feel guilty
sure.
about watching a show like that. But
it's fun and it's entertaining. That's one of the reasons I watch it.
No, and I, by the way, I'm not taking a shot at you.
Sure.
I'm just, and that sentiment is out there. I think people can label this show something that's, you know, they're a little ashamed to say that they watch it and are addicted or whatever because it was a little. In today's climate, edgy, you know, you had a lead character that was a womanizer. He's a movie star. And so people kind of, you know, they look at that and it's very easy to, for certain people to get triggered. It's not glorifying that behavior in any way. It's just showing you a side of Hollywood that existed. You know, that was based on certain people out there. We're not going to name any names. Mark Wahlberg, Leo DiCaprio. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We're not going to name any names.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven, my guest here on The Morning Ride, very gracious with his time today. He's coming to Seattle for a live show July 12th at the Neptune Theater. That's in the U District. You can find out about tickets at stgpresents.org. That's where you can get tickets. I'm going to go. I've always enjoyed your work acting. From Say Anything and Singles to movies from my youth and enjoying everything that you did on Entourage and so many of the other roles you've had, Old School and so many others. PCU is you, right, too?
PCU was before its time.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
So it's coming up July 12th at the Neptune Theater. Thank you very much, Jeremy Piven, for taking time to speak to us here in Seattle on The Morning Ride.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. I look forward to having a conversation with you after you see the stand-up.
Yes.
And then we can just, you know, there's nothing like letting your hands go, and we all need a good laugh right now.
All right.
I look forward to being back in Seattle. Thanks,
buddy. I'll be the one on the balcony in the Neptune. Thanks, man.
All right, I'll call you out. Be ready.
Thanks, Jeremy. Have a great day.
Thanks, brother.
Jeremy Piven, actor, joining me here on The Morning Ride.